Hola a todos, soy Molly, tu profesora de inglés favorita. Hoy voy a hablarles de un monstruo muy famoso en Escocia, el monstruo de Lago Ness. Ante todo, una nota rápida para decir que, antes de entrar en el episodio, este podcast es por entregas. Juntos nos vamos de viaje por el Reino Unido para conocer las diferencias históricas y lingüísticas. Así que, si no has escuchado el episodio de la semana pasada, deberías hacerlo. Como de costumbre, voy a utilizar un inglés intermedio, pero si tienes dificultades, recuérdate que siempre puedes pulsar stop y volver a escuchar la frase. No obstante, si aún así te resulta demasiado difícil, puedes seguir la transcripción en línea en missmollywelsh.com. Vale, ahora el episodio.
Hi everyone! So today it's really, really cold and windy in Scotland, but this is so normal for the north, especially today because I am in a city called Inverness, and Inverness is the capital of the Highlands. Right now I'm actually in a hotel, in bed, with a coat, drinking hot chocolate, and eating a bowl of porridge. You probably know this in Spanish as un plato de gachas, or maybe even avena. And so I'm visiting Inverness because it is only 37 kilometers from a famous lake, un lago, called Loch Ness. This is the second largest lake in Scotland, and it is famous for its beauty and its folklore, and I am so excited to see it. In fact, I probably should leave for my tour right now. Actually, I probably should have left 10 minutes ago, and so I'm gonna go do that now.
So, in case you don't know, the Loch Ness Monster is described as a large creature with a long neck and has one or more humps. De hecho, imagino que el monstruo es como un gran dragón verde con jorobas. And it's nicknamed Nessie by the Scottish people. This creature has become a bit like a mascot to the country. In Spanish, como una mascota del equipo de fútbol, pero la mascota del país. So, it's a bit ridiculous. But you can buy teddies, toys, stationery, puzzles, all things with Nessie's face. The monster is certainly a celebrity to the people.
Next guest may have taken one of the best ever pictures of the Loch Ness Monster, a creature about 2.5 meters long.
People have been scanning the surface of a Scottish lake for centuries in search of the Loch Ness Monster.
They have infrared cameras, thermal drones, a hydrophone to detect any sorts of sounds that may be lurking in this lake, really throwing everything at it over the next 2 days in the search for the legendary Loch Ness Monster.
Could these be pictures of the Loch Ness Monster? Images taken by a photographer in 2018, but just released, of what looked like a creature spinning and rolling on the surface of Loch Ness.
My question to my tour guide today is this monster real? Let's find out.
The truth is, nobody knows if the monster is real, but there have been lots of sightings throughout history. The earliest report of the monster was in the 6th century, when an Irish monk came to Scotland to go to a funeral. He learned that the man died from an attack while swimming in the lake.
¿Qué te parece? Quizá un monje irlandés fue testigo del ataque de un hombre por una bestia acuática en el siglo VI. Pero, no sé. In my opinion, the accounts that are more recent, from 1933 onwards, are more creditable, more believable. In Spanish, son más creíbles. Ahora, escuche este extracto de un artículo de periódico de la época.
Its body resembling that of a whale, water bubbling like a cauldron. It soon disappeared in a boiling mass of foam. ¿Qué miedo, no? According to this article, a woman named Aldi McKay saw the enormous beast when driving around the lake with her husband. She said that she knew of the monster, but did not think it was true before seeing it with her own eyes. And it sounds crazy, but I think that it's possible. In the past, we did not know every creature that existed. Today, we know a lot more. Perhaps another creature was misidentified as the Loch Ness Monster. There's actually a picture online that you can search for, puedes buscar, if you type, escribe, teclea, Loch Ness Monster 1933. A lot of people think the photograph is of a dog's tail, but I'm unsure.
Okay, everyone, that's the tour complete. If you can get back on the bus, we'll return to the hotel.
So in total, it takes 2.5 hours to drive around the whole of the lake, and there is plenty to see on the journey. I would really recommend visiting Loch Ness if you ever come to Scotland. It is certainly a country with lots of natural beauty. For example, you can go hiking, surfing, even search for some monsters like Nessie. But tell me, do you think the creature is real? Or do you think the photograph is real? Dímelo, enviándome un mensaje en Instagram con la arroba Miss Molly Welsh y sígame para obtener muchos consejos sobre cómo aprobar tus exámenes de inglés. And that's it. Nos vemos la próxima vez cuando viajamos a Irlanda para el Día de San Patricio. Y acuérdate de llevar algo verde y trae tu estuche de lápices porque el próximo episodio incluirá una actividad divertida. Ahora, un abrazo. Adiós.